Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. And how you doing? All right. Sounds good. I would like to take a moment, and by moment I mean this whole episode, to talk about microtransactions, loot boxes, DLC, fucking whatever, man. It's been in the new gaming news a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on with governments and what should we allow in video games, and are we going to regulate the video games? What are we going to do? Well, I can give you my opinions, and that seems, you know, like something I would do on a podcast that is about me. So, let's start, and I've told this story before, but I'm going to start with the first microtransaction that I ever purchased. And that was in MLB The Show. And let me just consult my library. I don't see it. Hello? Where are you? I didn't trade it in. I know that. Nope, that's not it. That's the PlayStation 4 version. I can't fucking... Oh, there we go. Okay. I'm back. MLB The Show 11. Wow, that's fucking so long ago. I played this game. And in this baseball game, there is a mode where you create your own character and then you play whatever position, and the better you do, the better, the more points you get and the more you can up your stats, and then the better you are. And if you do bad though, you're losing points. You suck. You're not going to make the majors. Why don't you retire and go work at, you know, up, you know, like a fucking, maybe like a, maybe you like change oil for cars, or maybe, I don't know, maybe you stock shelves. You got to hang up those cleats because you fucking suck. Well, that's how I felt. I wasn't very good at this fucking game. And that mode was so interesting to me, and I always wanted to like it, but I could never get enough points to get my stats up. So then I see there's a little thing where it's like, yo, if you give us like, well, I don't know, a couple bucks, two bucks, something stupid, we'll give you 5,000 points. That way you can be better at the game. And I was like, oh, that's only a couple bucks. Okay. I really want to enjoy this game. I spent the 60 bucks on the game. I'm not enjoying it. I want to enjoy the game. So I bought it. Two statistics points later, it did nothing. I didn't improve. 5,000 points was a joke. And I was like, well, never doing that again. And I washed my hands of it. I said, you live and you learn. And ever since then, I said, no dice. Never happened. I'm not buying any of this fucking shit. This is dumb. I don't know why people are doing this. This is obviously a scam. I mean, it's just, you know, and this is where you get into the, you know what? I got to get another fucking beer. Just, can you hang on a minute? Hang on. Okay, so this is, I didn't think about it. I don't know, maybe I thought about it, but it really hit me when I knew what was going on here, when I played and let me consult the library. Hello? It's an NBA game? NBA 2K 12. Okay, so 1 year later. Awesome. Got that. NBA 2K 12. Michael Jordan on the cover. Had to buy that. And I believe, you know what? It might not have been that. No, you know what? Fuck me. I got that story wrong. It was not NBA 2K 12. It was NBA 2K14 on the PlayStation 4. Okay? The graphics for this game were so incredible. I mean, still are. It truly is like, holy shit. The marketing for that is easy. You just slap, hey, look at LeBron. You're like, that is LeBron. That's not the video game. Oh my God, it is! So, I bought it. I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I was like, there's not much to play. This looks incredible. I'm gonna play it. So I bought it. I don't know how much I bought it for. I think it was on sale. I think there was some sort of promotion I got. I don't know. Maybe I did buy it for, I might have bought it for $60. Might have been the first digital game I bought too on PS4, at least. Because that's stupid for me to say, because obviously I got Journey on PS3. I'm off track now. So I get the game. And there's another mode, just like the MLB The Show, where you create your character, and then you got to go, and you got to, the more you do better, the better your points you get. Then you spend the points on the statistics, and, oh, you can get cool shoes, and you got your wristbands, and your headbands, and tattoos, whatever you want to do. Excuse me. And then, so I'm playing the game, and I'm like, oh, man. I wanted some new shoes. Basketball players love shoes. They have their own shoe deals. People buy their shoes. You know, Michael Jordan's got an entire brand. Shoes are a big deal in basketball. So I was like, I want my own shoe. I'm going to get a shoe. That's what I'm going to do. Or I'm going to get some wristbands. And I'm going to get some stats. And it takes so fucking long for you to get enough points to unlock anything in that game, then I'm like, oh, I see what we're doing. It's like, hey, you could play the game, even though you suck at it, and you suck at it because you're a rookie and you don't have any statistics, so you're not going to make any money and points. Or you could give us your credit card. We'll slap you some fake points that you didn't work for, and just go ahead and buy some shoes. I mean, it's up to you. So that's when I realized that and the old MLB The Shows might have, I don't know, I'm not an insider, but they might have made the game a little bit more difficult to get points so that you were enticed to use your credit card. And that is bullshit to me. I am okay with microtransactions in games when they are not necessary to enjoy the game. You know what? I shouldn't say that. I'm not okay with microtransactions at all. I'm okay with paid DLC and things that you don't need to enjoy the game that you might want to buy. But I'm not okay with a game company, and this happens a lot in mobile games, where it says, you know, hey, I mean, you could do this, or, you know, you could just buy it and pass all this bullshit we're about to throw your way. That just, it's shitty. It's just shitty. And I guarantee you a lot of these game developers don't even want to do it, but you know who does? The publishers. Because the publishers want money. I get that. I want money too. You know what? It's been 10 minutes. We got to take a break, and you can pay $10 to skip the ad, or you can listen to this 15-minute ad. Just kidding. See what I mean? That's what it's like. It's fucking horseshit. But back then, a few years ago, everybody was new to this. Publishers and developers, they're all new. They're like, ooh, what can we do? What can we get away with? Are people going to be mad at this? What's going to happen here? Another scenario is like Madden Football, Madden Ultimate Team. You can unlock pack cards. You want some cards? Well, you can do this. You just give some money. Just give some money. You get a new card pack. Come on, dude. And then you're like, yeah, fuck it. Here's some money. And then you open the cards. You're like, that's not what I wanted. It was only a couple bucks. Put another couple bucks in. Next thing you know, you're down 30 bucks and you didn't get shit. And it's not fun and no one likes it. Now, I have not spent a dime on any of that shit since MLB The Show. Because I immediately recognized in the basketball game. I said, oh, well, this isn't a fun trend. And I really want NFL 2K back. But it's just going to be the same shit. I still want it back. I'll take it with all that fucking shit in there, by the way. And I never really understood the complaints about it from the terms of like, well, if you don't want it, don't buy it. All you got to do is just not buy the thing. But it is frustrating when you're like, oh, this game is intentionally making it more difficult for me to enjoy it because it wants more money. That is the biggest problem in my mind. We get to Drive Club and Forza at my friend's house. He's got Forza Motorsport, whatever, the first one that came out on Xbox One. He's like, oh, I bought all the car deals, all this stuff. I'm like, God, I'm like, don't do all that. I wish people would stop doing that. But you know what? Fuck me. How about that? I shouldn't tell anybody how to spend their money. If you want to buy all the Madden packs and the old cards, then fucking do it. I don't like that it's in the, you know, it's fucking, I don't like that so much emphasis is put on it when you could just make a video game and I'll pay you 60 bucks for a good video game instead of paying you 60 bucks for a half a video game and then you spend all your time making, you know, the majority of your money from horseshit card packs. Now that is frustrating, but it is what it is. That's the market. These people are buying it. Fuck it, I guess. What I was saying about my friend buying all those cars is I was like, oh, man. And you know what, though? I got Drive Club, and as you know, so the reason why I think that it sat incredibly well with me is that Drive Club came with cars and tracks, and then they updated it, and it had weather, and it had more levels, or you know, races, and then it had more cars, and then they updated it again every month. Hey, we got more cars for you, all free, 100% free. And I said, that's really cool. But they were like, oh, but if you want all this, you can buy it a la carte. You can get this car or that track or this race or this car, or you can pay $20 and you can have all of it for the lifetime of the product. And I said, I play this game every day. They give so much free content. I think it's worth it if I put the $20 down. So not only did I get the game for less than $60 for whatever, I think it was discounted for PS Plus. So it might have been like 50 or 4, I don't know what it was. But not only did I not pay full price, I was like, you know what? It's worth it. So I bought the season pass, and I enjoyed every second of it. I did all the races. I raced all the fucking cars. I mean, it was worth it. So that's the end of the show. No, I'm just kidding. So if, you know, people are having good times with the shit, I mean, who am I? Who the fuck am I to tell you what you can and cannot do with your money. You know what? What is that noise? Ah, it's a beer. Now, fast forward a few more years, and we are, yesterday, I just read that Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, I believe, are now required in the United States and possibly the UK to disclose the chances of winning or getting the probability of what you can unlock with these loot boxes. Now, a loot box is this, I think it's a fairly new concept, a paid loot box. I'm sure there's plenty of gambling. It's gambling to me. There's plenty of chance-based stuff in games that it's not, but you, if you don't pay for it, it's like, who gives a shit? This is like, hey, I'm playing Call of Duty, and I want a gun and perfect example. Now, I can't speak completely to this because I've never tried it or done it paying with real money, and I largely ignore all this stuff because I'm largely a single-player gamer, so I'm not playing Fortnite over here. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Fuck that. So, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the remaster on PS4, they updated a bunch of times. And so I've been playing it off and on here and there. And I'm like, oh, I'm gaining level, but now I'm gaining these coins and these other coins. I'm like, I don't even know what those do. I'm like, oh, I have enough coins to unlock a whatever they call it. It's like a loot box. It's like an ammo case. There's different tiers. So I'm like, well, I have the point. I got the points legitimately through the game. So sure, I opened one and I was like, it's like, you got a thing. You got a gun skin and a background for your name and your clan tag. And I was like, cool. Okay, whatever. I don't give a shit. And the point is that when I was playing through the game like that, I barely accumulated any of that stuff. And when I finally had enough, it was barely enough to get the least coolest pack. So when I bought it and nothing cool came out, I was like, oh, whatever. I could not care less. Now, if you think about it in other people's perspectives, if you play the game a lot and you really want cool shit, well, you're not accumulating that much. Maybe you're not good at it. Maybe you're not getting enough points, like me. And you're like, man, I really want this stuff, though. Oh, well, I hate to bring it up, but if you give us your credit card, we can fucking hook you up. And that is kind of... it's a little fucked up. You can do what you want. Now, if you're an adult, you make your own money and you have a credit card, you know, do what you want. Kids out there, I don't know, might be a little more difficult for them to dial it back. Might be a little more difficult for them to understand that the companies here are trying to get you to spend more money. Might be difficult for them to understand that all the shit that you can buy like that is largely meaningless. And it might be difficult for them to understand that it's real money and you already probably paid for a product and now they're trying to extract as much money out of you as possible. Now, Fortnite's free. I used to think, and possibly would still, if I get a game for free and I enjoy it so much that I put so much time into it and I love it, I don't have a problem putting down some money in some, you know, add-on content. It's, you know, I'll go up to $60 on it because that's the price of a typical game, if it's, you know, depending on the game. But that to me is, that's justifiable. I remember I bought a game called Jetpack Joyride. It was free. I downloaded it. But I played it so often on the Vita. I was like, yeah, I'll give you $2 for the coin doubler. Because I play. I was bored, flip it on. I'm at home, I'm sitting on the couch, flip it on. I'm in bed, before bed, flip it on. Whatever. So I was like, I gave them $2. But the game was free. So it's not like I paid $20. And then they were like, you know, you could be better at this if you gave us 10 more bucks. That's a little fucking shitty. So that's all I'm saying. Is that all that's kind of bullshit? Then you've got, it's all about intent from the developers and the publishers. I mean, you've got God of War on the PS4 comes out, and they were like, here's a single player game. It's the best game of the year, by most standards. It's a masterpiece by most standards. It's a fully fleshed out story, gameplay, and extra content at the end. How much does that cost? We're going to charge you $59.99 US dollars on the PlayStation Store. Oh, really? Well, what about DLC? No DLC. Just the game. You buy the game. You play the game. And that's the game. That makes me happy. Not to mention, like, I platinum Spider-Man, and they were like, we got a bunch of bonus content coming. And I was like, I might want to play that. Then I got so burnt out on the platinum, I was like, I don't even want to go back. But then, if we wait another, like, 3 years for a Spider-Man game, and I'm like, you know what? I want to crack Spider-Man open again. Now I have an opportunity. Slap down 10 bucks, get a couple more levels and content, and it adds life. That's not so bad. If it's done properly. But it has to be done properly. Resident Evil 7. I love the game so much. They're like, yo, we got DLC, and it's like these separate little things that are like, it's just like a cool scenarios. I bought the first one. I played it a couple times. I was like, man, that was okay. It was 15 bucks. I was like, I don't know. I enjoyed it that much. So the next one came out, and I was like, nah, I don't really want it because I didn't have fun with the last one. So I didn't buy it. These are just my opinions, you know. I don't know how you do it. But, what else can I say about DLC and microtransactions? Yes, microtransactions. What other games can we, Infamous. Second Son on the PlayStation 4. Love that game. Platinum that game. I want to keep playing that game. There's DLC. I think it was paid DLC. It could have been free. It might have been free, but I don't think it was. It was pretty sure it was $10 maybe. I have no idea. But it was a different character, a little side story type of thing. Then there was this whole challenge mode, and I loved it so much. Yeah, I won it, so I got it. I platinum that or 100% of that or whatever I did. So I'm not against add-on content. I'm not against paid add-on content. I'm not against season passes for things. It's just the way that it's rolled out. It's the way the original game is. It's how it's implemented. It's all, you got to take the whole thing into account. That's all I'm saying. And that's all I'm saying. So how about that? That's my opinion on it. So you can find me on Twitter at PopConJacob. That is PopConJacob. Love to hear from you. If you like the show. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.